Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm a colleague with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the next 2024 elections for presidential and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes,
or will you probably
vote? Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And just for demographical purposes, what is your age?
54.
Thank you, ma'am. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to you, personal identity? Is very important, somewhat, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would you say strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What's in the middle?
It's very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. Those are the options.
Satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. When you hear about inflation and rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, big business and corporate price, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, or others?
Big business.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. And the first one is creating more jobs and raising wages. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
10.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Fighting back against racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10. Ensuring our borders are secure. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
Eight.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
10.
And reducing crime. From 0 to 10. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
What are the choices?
Oh, if you approve or disapprove the way of the Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job. If you approve or disapprove, somewhat or somewhat.
I approve. approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, please say so. And the first one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you.
90,
thank you. What about the U.S. Supreme Court?
30.
Thank you. What about Mitch McConnell?
0.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter from 0 to 100.
75.
And Cornel West.
Who?
Cornel West.
Cornel West?
Yes, sir. Okay. You never heard of.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay. What about the Democratic Party?
60%.
60. And Kamala Harris?
50.
And the last one, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We'll read two. Well, now suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support, and the candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. That's the first one. And candidate A, who says that if they elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in the taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Which of these candidates' profile do you feel more likely to support, the first one or second one?
What was the first one again?
It's just a it's just a supposed profile. And who of those candidates, candidate A or candidate B, do you feel more likely to support with those profiles?
That's what I'm saying. You gotta do profile A again for me.
Okay, thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. Actually a little. I haven't heard too much.
Okay. And has what you see and heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Probably less. Oh, no, more. No, more.
More. would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you, ma'am. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office, and please tell me how important that is to you. The first one is created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. For you, it is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important.
Somewhat important.
Okay. Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. For you, that is very important, somewhat important, not very important,
very important.
Or not at all. Thank you, ma'am.
Very important.
Thank you. Invested $12 billion to Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raises wages for home care workers. It's very, somewhat, not very, or
very
not at all important.
Very.
Thank you so much. And Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. That is for you very, somewhat, not very important,
very,
or not at all.
Very.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
What was the choice? You said somewhat or
strongly. If you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you two statements for some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. And you can tell me from 0 to 10 how convincing reason it is for you to vote. And the first one says, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden puts the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established June 10 as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. For you personally, from 0 to 10, how convincing is that reason for you to vote?
10.
Thank you. The second one says, Make America Great Again Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like a Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault of our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our own futures. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that reason for you to vote?
Very.
It will be 10. Well, thank you so much. And sometimes...
Oh, sorry, yes.
It's okay. We're almost done, okay? So thank you so much for your time. Over the course of a survey, people's opinions may change. Let me ask you one more time. How motivated do you feel to vote in the next U.S. presidential election from 0 to 10? Thank you so much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
The Republicans are, well, actually all the good work that Joe Biden has done.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each player, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. And we are starting with social media or internet ads, yes or no?
Yes.
Text messages, yes or no?
Yes.
TV ads?
Yes.
Phone calls?
Yes.
Someone canvassing neighborhoods?
Yes.
Okay. Mailers?
Yes, definitely yes.
Door knocks?
Yeah.
And radio ads?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
The last year when I was in school?
Yes, ma'am.
Like?
No, the last year that you have completed, like high school, some college graduate, or from first to 11th grade?
I've completed graduate school in 98.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, ma'am. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the time, and thank you so much for your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, man. Bye. Bye.